This is Dave Giesen setting in for Steve Sherman. Although the dairy industry in the Matanuska Valley accounts for half of the fresh milk market in Alaska, the Cooperative Extension Service of the University of Alaska is working to make the industry more successful. Among those involved in such work is Peter Probasco, who is the District Agricultural Agent at Palmer. His prime concern with helping dairymen is in the management of dairies. Such things as feeding and breeding of dairy cows are included in methods to improve management. Probasco says that dairymen in Alaska are quite advanced in techniques compared to dairymen elsewhere. Dairies in Alaska range from 30 to 150 cows and produce more milk per cow than the average in the nation. Dairymen in Alaska face some obstacles, such as investment and lack of supporting industries that dairymen in the rest of the nation don't have. Surprisingly, though, Alaska's climate is considered better for the cows than the climate of some parts of the Midwest. Mr. Probasco is with us to comment on Alaska's dairy industry. Mr. Probasco, do you think the industry can expand to furnish all of the state's fresh milk?
Yes, though as an industry it probably isn't quite as romantic as the oil industry. It is an industry of considerable permanence, and we have the land and the feed producing potential to produce all the milk necessary for the state of Alaska. And this would be quite an asset, of course, to our local economy in Palmer, were we able or were we doing this, producing all the milk that is presently now consumed.
What about this end of the state? Is there going to be much dairy farming in this end of the state?
Well, this is something only one could guess. But as you know, in the past, there is a history of dairying in the Fairbanks area. And with your population growth and with the other things that are going in the dairy industry further south, there's no reason that there isn't more growth in the Fairbanks industry. You now have, I think, only one commercial dairy in the area, but there's no reason why we couldn't see considerable expansion in the Fairbanks area.
Well, what is your major goal in assisting dairy farmers then?
Well, my major goal in working with dairy farmers is to see that their business is more profitable so that they can achieve the kinds of goals in living that they hope to achieve. Helping them with the various management aspects that you mentioned above of their business so that they can operate it more like a business, because this is what the dairy business has become.
Well, how do the dairymen in Alaska now go about marketing their milk?
Well, the dairy industry is the only agricultural industry in Alaska that has a rather sophisticated marketing setup. They have both Arden's and Matanuska Made in Anchorage that buy the milk from the dairymen in the valley, process it, put it in cartons and bottles, and distribute it then through the retailers in and around Alaska, much the same as is done in any other state in the Union. Most other agricultural industries have a considerably less sophisticated or more direct marketing approach than what our dairy business has.
Is the dairy business in Alaska a fairly profitable business to make it a glamorous industry for farmers?
Well, I don't know if we could call it glamorous. It isn't like the range cattle and the cowboy hat business we see on TV. But it can be profitable with the right kind of management. There are dairymen who I think are making what we'd call reasonably good livings. And I think there could be considerably more dairymen doing this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Probasco, for being our guest today on This Is Your University. This has been Dave Giesen.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.